From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Hours after Russian and Syrian officials confirmed a ceasefire had been extended to Aleppo, opposition politicians said warplanes, either Syrian or Russian, carried out a deadly airstrike on a refugee camp near the border with Turkey. At least 28 were killed and dozens wounded at the camp in northern Syria's Idlib province, including women and children, but activists warn the numbers will likely rise. President Barack Obama's spokesman, Josh Earnest, said of the refugees that these individuals are in the most desperate situation imaginable, and there is no justification for carrying out military action targeting them. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has announced he will step down as his ruling AK party announced an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. Davutoglu's decision comes amid reports of his growing differences with the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones has more.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoglu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoglu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our President. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
From Washington, this is VOA.